Believers fight against human trafficking in Thailand. Disease prompts a global Christian response to dirty water problems. And Cuba is open to Bible distribution. For now. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Up to 800,000 people are trafficked each day around the world, much of it for the global sex trade. It's a large and growing problem in Thailand where Mission to Unreach Peoples works. MUP missionary Mark Crawford, speaking from Thailand, says their female staff and volunteers are reaching out to prostitutes.
What we try to do is go out and meet the ladies where they work, build relationships with them. Last month, we reached out to about 240 people.
Once they're able to share Jesus with them, they respond, just like in Jesus' day. Crawford says it took one woman 4 years.
She has received Christ, and now she's going out and helping other women. And she just has such a compassion and such a desire to help. She's really making impact in people's lives.
Prayer and $25,000 are needed to start a culinary arts school to help train women in a vocation once they leave the industry. Go to our website to get connected to help. Meanwhile, the unregistered evangelical church in Belarus could face difficulties in the days ahead. Forum 18 News reports evangelicals are being threatened to withdraw their signatures from state registration applications. If one name is withdrawn, they have to start over. That's forcing some churches to worship illegally. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says this isn't affecting their work.
The Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists is the main body there. They do indeed, get pressure with new churches, but those that are registered and have their own buildings are pretty much left alone to function. They just can't do anything outside of their buildings.
Other churches have lost the right to worship. I asked Griffith if additional pressure would be bad for the church.
As was shown during the communist years when there really was intense persecution going on, that said often enough that, the martyrs are the seed of the church. And it seems like whenever there is intense pressure on the church, that's when the churches seem to flourish.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Two out of every six people in the world don't have access to clean water. International Aid's Miles Fish says they've been offering concrete water filters to address that problem. However, they've just launched the production of a plastic water filter, which is lighter and more economical.
Our first step is going to be to deliver filters to three different countries so that we can demonstrate that not only does the plastic work, but that we'll have to be able to demonstrate that we're able to train people how to use them appropriately so that they actually do receive the health benefit from the clean water.
The distribution launches in January through indigenous church planters. That, in turn, opens doors for evangelism.
Whatever they're receiving from us enables them to build the kinds of relationships that are necessary for them to be sharing their faith and expanding the reach of their own local church. With the water filter example, the delivery is going to happen in many different configurations. But certainly the local church will be the first network that we will go to help us distribute these.
Elsewhere, the Tobo people in Papua New Guinea heard the first evangelistic Bible lesson in their own language this month. New Tribes missionary teams spent a year creating an alphabet, primers, and craft illiteracy program. Those preparations enabled the launch of new Bible studies to this people group. Pray for the missionaries as they teach God's word to the Tobos. Pray also that the Tobos will not only understand what they're being taught, but respond to the gospel. And the World Bible Translation Center has official permission to get 100,000 easy-to-read Spanish Bibles into Cuba. The center is working with an indigenous church group to distribute their translation to member churches, which in turn provide them to worshipers. Due to the political climate of Cuba, teams are working as fast as they can because they don't know how long the door of opportunity will remain open. $4 provides a Bible to a believer in Cuba. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.